go next to Merrill in Illinois. Merrill, welcome to Ask the Law with R.J. Taylor and Trooper Money Dial.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was on the show yesterday. I asked a question and got cut off just as the answer was coming out.
Go ahead, repeat your question. What is it?
All right. It's I use driver's daily logs on my computer. Is it a legal form of logging your time?
Yes, it is, Merrill. The deal with the driver's daily log program, and in fact, it's any computer-generated log program. What you have to do is, at the end of the day, you have to print the log and carry a copy of the previous 7 days. But there is an interpretation in Part 395 that says a driver is permitted to use a computer as his log.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I knew that you had to print out every day, but I wanted to make sure that it was completely legal. One more question. On that program that I use, when I log off duty for more than 2 hours, it goes ahead and uses the full time that I'm off duty, and then the combination of my sleeper berth, regardless if it's 8 hours or not, it calculates 10 hours from when I started off duty.
Well, I think that's going to be a computer programming issue, Merrill.
Okay.
But here again, what we're going to do as law enforcement, if you are pulled over to roadside inspection, and you tell the inspector that, hey, I have my log on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to ask you to do is we're going to ask you to open it up, let us look at it, and we're going to look at the entries that you have made that day. We'll ask you to bring it up to the time that we have you stopped. We will review that day plus the paper logs that you have printed for the previous 7 days.
Okay. Now, if I went off duty, let's say I went off duty at 8 o'clock in the evening, and I didn't go into the sleeper berth until 11 o'clock, and it still shows from 8 o'clock until the 10 hours, I still have to show 8 hours in the sleeper berth for a 10-hour break.
Now, are you talking about using the new modified split, or are we talking about combining off-duty and sleeper berth for 10 hours?
Yes, combining off-duty and sleeper berth for 10 hours.
Then what you need to do is, at the point that you go into the sleeper berth, you have to bring your line down from off-duty to the sleeper berth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we continue on.
And it has to be 8 hours. It can't be...
No. In 395.1G, it says that you have to have 10 consecutive hours either off duty or in the sleeper berth, or a combination of off duty and sleeper berth that totals 10 hours.
Hmm. I see. Okay.
Nowhere does it say in 395.1G that you have to have 8 hours in the sleeper berth unless you are using the new split. The new split says you have to have 8 in the sleeper berth.
Right.
But that's in two separate periods.
I understand. Okay, I understand. I got the full understanding of it now.
All right, Merrill. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Anytime.